Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. I am your guest host, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, sitting in for retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, host of the Captain's America Third Watch, of course, as we broadcast on this Monday edition live from our Salem Media Tampa, Florida flagship station by way of Southern California this morning. And we're broadcasting from Studio E, that's the Moss Family Automotive Studio, to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country as well as around the world via the internet. And, of course, up on the GCN network, that's up on the satellite, and we're very glad about that as well. Now, as always, we want to give a special shout out to all of our active military members, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police and hospital and ER room workers, our 9/11 dispatchers, customs and border patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's working right now on the Third Watch all across the country, you are keeping America rolling along, and we salute you, especially our 18-wheeler over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there getting the job done, our FedEx and UPS drivers, our bulk mail center haulers, our suicide jockeys, hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go so that we can get where we need to go. And, of course, don't forget our Amazon warehouse workers, our Amazon drivers delivering their packages all across the country. Now, you can follow the program on Facebook simply by going to the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. You can also find us on Gab, on MeWe. You can find the Captain on Truth Social and on Getter and on Twitter, at Captain's America. That's at Captain's America. And don't forget the website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And our temporary call-in line this morning, of course, 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. If you would like to call in and opine here on the program this morning. And we are glad to have with us this morning our guest, our special guest, Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Monday. We got a little Monday trouble right there before the top of the hour, but we got all that fixed up, and we are ready to rock and roll. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty
and
justice. For all. And, of course, folks, as you know, Captain Matt Bruce, the host of the program, always emphasizes those two words, under God, each morning, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Denise, one of the things I wanted to ask you about going out the gate was what happened with this Chinese warship, which came within about 150 yards of one of our warships, a destroyer, I believe, in the Taiwan Strait. What do you think about that?
Well, it's a bullying tactic, and it's not the first time that China has done this. It's also a normal pattern of Moscow to do the same thing. So it's confrontational. It does not abide by the rules of warfare, if you will. And China knows this. Their captains know it. These crafts have very sophisticated communications and I don't want to say radar systems, because I mean they do have radar, but there's other systems on these to know navigation awareness. And I think this is a situation where they continue to provoke the West or any kind of navigation that's going through the Taiwan Straits to see what their reaction is going to be. And then, you know, China does exactly what Moscow does. They deny that they've done anything wrong. You know, after they are necessarily called out on it. And, you know, what are the consequences? Well, we've had two American officials over there in Beijing that go at the exact wrong time on the anniversary of Tiananmen Square.
Right.
And, you know, so we just look like, you know, you can keep sucker punching us and we don't do anything. And then we go groveling to China because we feel like, at least under this administration, we need China. We just call them, you know, friendly competitors, which is anything but the truth. So there really truly needs to be a China policy that this administration would never dream of having. And we really saw that with the it's the same kind of policy we have with Iran. It's the same kind of policy we have with Saudi Arabia. We are being snubbed and sucker punched and put in a corner to sit over there and play silent and play good and play by our rules. Otherwise, there are going to be more provocations that could lead to something even more disastrous.
Well, certainly, yeah. And something can happen, you know, almost without warning because there's either mistake made or somebody gets too close. You know, I mean, they were pretty close. I mean, 150 yards is not just being unprofessional. That is provocative. It comes on the heels, of course, after that Chinese military plane was also buzzing one of our aircraft just recently. And also, of course, you've got one of these Chinese generals over there, General Li, I believe is his name. And he's saying that it's the United States, that that it was the U.S. that was being provocative in this case.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, they literally take the same playbook as Moscow and blame it on somebody else, even if they admit that it happened.
Exactly right. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, please hold on the line. Folks, we are coming out here to the break. We got to pay a couple of bills for the station. And when we come back, we'll have more with Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Stay right there.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
Come on now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, thank you so much, Joe. We are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And, folks, we are glad that you're with us here in the overnight hours. Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce this morning. Captain Matt, of course, is going to be returning on Tuesday morning live from Studio E, so we hope that you can join us then as well. And if you'd like to call into the program this morning, 949-629-3212, that's the special temporary number. Of course, we're broadcasting from the West Coast this morning here on the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. In just a moment, we're going to get right back to Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, and we also have a caller holding on the line who's got a question for Denise. So let's get right to it, shall we, by telling you that this portion of our program and our conversation with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com is being brought to you by your friends over at Geico. That would be none other than Geico Insurance, spelled G-E-I-C-O. All you have to do is go to their website, Geico.com, take advantage of their price comparison, put in the vehicle that you own right now, whether it's a car or a truck or what have you, and find out what you might be charged for the same kind of coverage that you have right now. Additionally, if you have a motorcycle or boat or RV or ATV, you can bundle all that together with your car and save money. Now, when you really start saving big money, that's when you start bundling your house or maybe your apartment insurance or maybe your condo. You put all that together. Each thing has a different rate, of course, but you bundle all that together, and you see what the price is going to be, and who knows? You just might find out how much money you really can save by switching over to Geico. That's Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. Do the comparison test today and save. All right, right back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. I think we got Backgammon Bob on the line, and I think he's got a question for you this morning. Good morning, Backgammon Bob.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Do you have a question for Denise?
I just wonder what she if she thinks all the extra Republicans that are starting to come into the race now is going to hurt President Trump, or what will the effect be? And as far as China goes, what does she think the proper course of action with them is as far as the military stance? Okay.
All right, good question.
We've had a very large bench of candidates before. And simply what it does is it adds to the conservative Republican posture of not only domestic policy, but trade policy, commerce policy, education policy, foreign policy. And so I don't know that it necessarily hurts Trump, but there are distinctions to certainly be made. And I think Vivek Ramaswamy and Tim Scott have a very similar campaign profile. Nikki Haley she touches on both domestic and foreign policy. Her positions are pretty good, but I don't think that she stands a chance. Larry Elder, kind of the same way. I don't think he stands a chance. Asa Hutchinson, Chris Christie, Mike Pence. So you got some, you know, there's some heavy hitting posture or policy stances, and I'm glad for those. But I think that Ron DeSantis has it pretty right, although I don't want him in the race, as I've said before. But anyway, we have to look at all of the government, both at the federal level and the state level, but certainly at the federal level, we have to look at all of government, and there's so much to be cleaned up and discovered in order to clean it up and to admit that it needs to be cleaned up, that it just can't be done in a handful of months. I don't care what Trump says. You know, he says he can fix these things in 6 months. I don't think that's possible.
Well, you know, Denise, you mentioned the Vivek Ramaswamy. We just heard an audio quote from him earlier where he talks about, you know, the idea of America First isn't solely a Trump idea. He's trying to take that away from him and make it more in the public domain, as it were.
Well, it's interesting that I saw where he said that, and I actually said that to my husband about 2 weeks ago. Trump policies were not exclusive to Trump. They are conservative. I mean, all you have to do is look at the RNC platform and compare it to the DNC platform. You know, the policy positions come from a lot of think tanks. They include Heritage and the American Enterprise Institute and Cato and Hudson and Heartland and, you know, so many others. And those people, Rand Corporation, those people, you know, are real think tanks, and they walk up and down the hallways of Congress, and, you know, they try and certainly influence, you know, what goes on in with candidates and in the White House. And even candidates when it comes to state government, when it comes to members of Congress.
Yeah, so go ahead, I'm sorry.
They don't belong to Trump exclusively, no.
Yeah, I think Backgammon Bob has another question. What do you have for Denise, Backgammon Bob?
On the China thing?
Yes, go ahead.
Don't you think that the Republicans and stuff should emphasize the fact that they are trying to make America first while the Democrats are trying to make America worst? And I think this is a very important thing.
Yeah, good question.
Anyway, that's...
You know, China is proving that the United States is no longer a superpower, and they're doing a pretty good job at it. And Biden, his entire administration is capitulating to that, which is certainly something that has to be completely undone. My 38-year-old son sent me a thing the other day. Instead of MAGA, Making America Great Again, his was MASA, Make America Sane Again. and there is an awful lot of truth to that, and I hope whatever his you know, his tribe of friends and whatnot. I hope that necessarily carries forward. I'm seeing some indications that it is. Make America sane again. We're concentrating on stuff that has virtually no real advancement importance in what is America. We've got to truly identify and unwind some of these things that are happening around us. And I would argue probably law and order is the first thing that needs to happen, because, I mean, crime in America goes from the sublime to the ridiculous. And, we're making crime legal. And I would argue that retailers are actually helping that, because they're not going after the criminals.
Right.
You know, instead of locking up toothpaste behind glass and cages and lock and key, they ought to be locking up the criminals. So,
well, exactly. In fact, I think wasn't it in San Francisco where they're trying to come up with something that a security guard can't draw their weapon? This kind of stuff.
And we can't have dogs, and we can't do chases. It's nuts.
Right, it is.
And that permeates. It permeates all the way through to, you know, the laws that are on the books when it comes to immigration, and the laws on the books when it comes to Title IX, or the laws on the books when it comes to discrimination, admissions into universities. It really permeates through the system, and everybody's just getting as disgusted as they can be. Well, when they get disgusted, what happens? They lose patriotism. Because of anger, and the anger is caused by the insanity that is coming out of government at all levels.
Well, and then also, of course, you know, the leaders in Beijing and Moscow, they look at our cities deteriorating the way that you're describing, with losing law and order, and then they start feeling empowered because they think America is on the downward, you know, slope of decline. I mean, that's exactly what they think, and that's what I would expect they would.
Well, then they're not wrong, are they?
Well, see, that's the thing, and then they judge us, and they judge us, and they say, well, look at America. It is weak. It is not strong. It is something that they can't get their act together. They won't be able to respond to us.
Well, you know, when you've got all these illegals coming across the southern border, I think some of them necessarily need to rethink what they're coming to, because it's a disaster.
Right. Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, thank you so much. And, of course, we'll be talking
all
with
right,
you tomorrow morning. And happy Monday to you. Take care, Denise. And Backgammon Bob, thank you for your call as well. Folks, we're going to head out to the bottom of the hour break. And when we come back, we have much more to tell you about. Don't go anywhere. Stay right there. Captain's America rolls on.
Captain's America. Third Watch.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. Reports say there was never any danger to the Capitol. Fighter jets on Sunday scrambled when a Cessna violated airspace in Washington. The small plane with four people on board headed to New York but crashed in a wooded area of southwest Virginia. Republican presidential candidate Nikki Haley says a world war could happen if Ukraine pulls out of its battle against Russia. Haley told CNN on Sunday as part of a Republican town hall in Iowa that a win for Ukraine is a win for everybody because, quote, tyrants tell us exactly what they're going to do. Congressman Jamie Raskin says a recording of former President Trump admitting he couldn't declassify a particular document shows a, quote, consciousness of guilt. Speaking on CNN State of the Union, the Maryland Democrat says it shows Trump was aware that he could not declassify documents on his own initiative. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along in the overnight hours this morning. And, of course, Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce. And, of course, Captain Matt's going to be back live on the program on the Tuesday morning edition. So set your clock, set your alarm, set whatever you got to set, because you definitely want to hear the captain's return live to the airwaves. That, again, happening tomorrow on the program on the Tuesday morning edition, 2 to 6 a.m., of course, CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the website, and we hope that you can join us for that as well. Temporary call-in line this morning as we broadcast from the West Coast is 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And folks, we want to let you know that this portion of our program is being brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. They're in Clearwater, Florida. They're also in Concord, Massachusetts. That's the National Aviation Academy. You know, we spoke with both Browning just a few days ago here on the program, and he talked about how aircraft maintenance technicians are becoming in great demand all across the country, and they can help you out with that. They can take you from just a beginning to all the way to making sure you're ready to go out there in the industry. So it sounds like these programs are really, really exciting, especially if you love airplanes. I love airplanes. I would love to find out more about how they operate and how to repair them, and definitely it sounds like their programs, again, will set you on the right path. So again, that's National Aviation Academy. If you want to call them up, ask to take the tour and so forth, you can call them in Clearwater, Florida at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. If you're in Concord, Massachusetts, you can call them at 800-292-3228. That's 800-292-3228. 292-3228, or you can visit naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Be the force, be the fix, become the future of aviation maintenance at the National Aviation Academy. Visit naa.edu. All right. Well, once again, folks, the call-in line is 949-629-3212, 949-629-3212. And, we were talking with Beck M and Bob, and there was one other point he wanted me to talk about, of course, as we came back, and that was this idea that, of course, nowadays you have nuclear weapons that makes you a superpower. And of course, we do see other countries, that are trying to make sure that they have that capability. Nukes do change things. In fact, I was just talking with someone earlier this afternoon about the idea of the war in Ukraine. The war in Ukraine is a perfect example in this modern era, where suddenly nuclear weapons are going to be a deciding factor depending on how things go in Ukraine. If Vladimir Putin is able to be driven out, basically, he could decide that he's had enough and he wants to employ some kind of nuclear option, whatever that may be. Only because, of course, I think that he would become desperate enough to do it. So we have to work very, very hard and very diligently to make sure that that doesn't happen, because it does change the equation. You know, you can go back to the days of the Soviet Union at the height of the Cold War, Ronald Reagan, it's the middle of the 80s, for example, and there's always that tension there. And every time you turn around, there's another documentary or another warning about possible nuclear war that could break out, first strikes and this kind of thing. Well, that all seemed to, quote unquote, sort of go away out of the front of our minds, especially after the demise of the then Soviet Union. But it is coming back with a vengeance. And that's because the world has become, in many ways, more destabilized, right, than it even was back in those days. And so now you have more rogue actors, or the ability to try to do something and then blame it on a rogue actor. I mean, the possibilities are endless, and the configurations are endless of how you could try to get something like that going if you were a bad actor like Vladimir Putin. And so it does change the equation. It's definitely makes it such that we have to react very differently, and we have to posture differently, and we also have to send some pretty strong signals. This is where the leadership vacuum comes into play. There is a leadership vacuum. You can call it leading from behind. You can call it pretty much whatever you want to call it. But at the end of the day, the world is catching on fire and is on fire in many respects already. And that's why, especially this election, because here we are, and also we were talking to Denise, and she was talking about Vivek Ramaswamy, and we're talking a little bit about the idea of America First and whether or not that's endemic only to Trump, which it's not, obviously, but this ideas of American principles and opportunity, all these things sort of rolled into one, should be front and center topics of the GOP primary and of the election itself, of course. But these ideas, of course, come at a time when, if we don't have strong leadership, we are going to see things that aren't going to work out very well. And as this election goes on, we don't even know what things are going to look like 6 months from now, let alone a year from now. So it could change the dynamics dramatically, depending on where we are foreign policy-wise. We don't know what China's going to do. They could do anything. They could wait around on Taiwan for a long time, or they could move against it. They could look at the Joe Biden administration, the election cycle here is a clock ticking, to say, look, we can do something, even though Joe Biden has said, and then, of course, it was walked back by the White House, that the United States would get involved militarily in Taiwan. Well, that's not going to be generally the policy, per se, but the president said it, and that certainly set off alarm bells, and they had to walk it all back. But nevertheless, they are looking at Joe Biden and saying to themselves,
if we want to do something, we should probably do it while Joe Biden's in the White House, because it'll be very hard for somebody else to come in and start doing something fundamentally different. But that's just, I think, the way that is. But conditions in the world could change. Who on the GOP side looks like they would be most capable? And, you know, I'll go out on a limb here, okay? I'll go out on a limb. And that is to say, it may be that a GOP candidate has not even declared at this point, and may not declare at all until circumstances come up such that other candidates start to look less appealing or less capable or less desirable given the situation in the world, and you might get a different candidate that would step forward. In other words, anything is possible. And we talked just a few days ago here on this program about the idea of inevitability. Well, Trump is trying to give you the sense that he's inevitable. Ron DeSantis is trying to say, nope, he's not the inevitable guy. I should be the inevitable guy, and so support me and come over to my side. And but the voters are the one group that doesn't really respond well or like the idea of inevitability, because they don't want to simply believe that they're going along on some track that they really kind of have no choice and this kind of thing. So we will see how all this works out. In other words, it's going to be exciting. It's not going to be boring. It's definitely going to be something that is going to be very, very surprising. And what could also be very surprising on the Democrat side is going to be the idea that Joe Biden could step aside for a number of reasons. Number one, the first and foremost would be something about his health. Suddenly there would be an announcement that Joe Biden isn't doing so well, and maybe his doctors think it's way too much and he shouldn't keep running for president. And he'll say, after long consultation with my family and my doctors and so forth, I've decided not to, you know, to stop seeking the nomination here. He could pull something like that. Or this whole thing with this document, this FBI document source about the alleged bribery and so forth while Joe Biden was vice president, that could blow up to a point where it starts hitting a critical mass where it's like, okay, this is going to be way too much to even deal with. And that could tank his poll numbers even further. If that's possible, we'll see. I mean, these poll numbers are pretty low to begin with, but it could become so problematic that that the Democrat Party believes it has to make some kind of choice or it has to make some kind of change. That could be. And so, again, we just have to kind of get a little bit further into the future here, and we'll see what it might look like. But, again, it's not a done deal. None of this stuff is a done deal yet, and we'll have to wait and see how these different candidates respond. Donald Trump is doing his best to try to appear as though he's kind of changed his tune from where he was before. It's difficult. You can feel like he's struggling with it, but he's trying. But here comes Ron DeSantis, and you never know. So we're going to stay tuned with all this stuff. Boy, is it fun and interesting. All right, folks, stay right there. Kyle Warren with you. Coming right back after the break with Chris Markowski.
This is the Captain's American Third Watch.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD. Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. The Captain's America Third Watch radio program rolls along your radio dial. Here in the overnight hours, Kyle Warren sitting in for Captain Matt Bruce, of course, as we stroll across your radio dial, and then the overnights here across America, and of course, to the world on the internet and up on the GCN satellite as well. Thanks to everybody listening this morning. And if you'd like to call in and opine, it's 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212. And if you'd like to find out more about me, you can find out more about me at KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And don't forget, the captain's going to be back tomorrow morning on the Tuesday edition. So I know that you're going to be very happy to have him there, and it's going to be great to have him back on the program again. All right, I think we're going to hook up here with on the line with Chris Markowski, I believe, and let's see. Again, we're having a little bit of an issue there, so I'm sure he's going to call right back, and when he does, we're going to get him right on the program here. So once again, folks, you are listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning.
And we are going to bring up Chris Markowski here in just a few moments when we get him established into our system here. And I believe that we're going to have him, I think where he's real right now. Chris Markowski, are you there? Looking for Chris Markowski. Unfortunately, we don't have him there yet, but we are going to get him into our system here in just a moment. And once again, folks, you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch radio program. And have you seen now, of course, that the price of oil has gone up $2 a barrel, this from Saudi Arabia, and they are simply wasting no time, of course, making sure that they show us that we're not going to be able to have some lower oil prices. Our energy prices are still going to have a problem, and it's something, again, that Joe Biden could fix easily simply by making sure that he goes through to drill. And if he's not going to do that, then we're still going to be literally up a creek here and not being able to do much of anything. All right. So once again, if you'd like to call into the program, 949-629-3212. That's 949-629-3212 if you'd like to call into the program. And once again, we'd like to know what you think about some of these things that are happening. Again, very sad story coming out of Virginia with the crash of the Cessna Citation. Very sad indeed. The NTSB is going to be looking into this. They have confirmed that there are no survivors to that crash. And we don't know exactly what happened right now. The working theory is that there was a pressure change on the in the plane, perhaps. It may have depressurized at altitude, and that caused some issues with oxygen. That's one of the working theories right now. We don't know for sure, but it's going to be figured out here. But it will take a while. There may be some preliminary reports here in the next few days, but the NTSB will be very, very meticulous in what they are able to determine in this, and it will take a while for them to create their final report. And again, the loss of life here is incredibly tragic. Those alarms were triggered, those F-16s were scrambled, and that's the reason why they heard that sonic boom in the Washington, D.C. area. It did scare some folks, but that would be the way to respond to what appeared to be, at least at that time, and some kind of incursion into the Washington, D.C. airspace. So that is something also as well that should serve as a warning to anybody who would have bad intentions, and that is that these alert aircraft are there. They're there all the time. They are ready to intercept any kind of a threat. And unfortunately, this particular tragedy, we don't know what happened, but if it could have been avoided, hopefully they will be able to figure out maybe what happened, if it was some kind of malfunction or something else that happened. The plane, we understand, was registered to a company, I believe, called Melbourne Motors, I believe, that was the actual person who runs that company. It was his wife, I believe, his daughter, and the nanny of the little girl, 2 years old, and the pilot that were on the plane. So this, again, the personal tragedy in this is just uncalculable, very, very sad indeed. We understand that this plane descended at such a rapid rate that the crash, of course, was just devastating. Again, very, very sad. Also, folks, as we're looking at the economy, the extra cost in the barrels of oil from Saudi Arabia certainly is going to have an effect. Because people are going to see it's summertime anyway, right? And the gas prices essentially go up with the summer blend and all the stuff. But once again, it's going to be another double whammy to people when they go to fill up their tanks and they say to themselves, I don't have the same amount to fill up my tank as I did before. It's taking too much. I'm going to start making real different decisions with my dollars. and it can only have a ripple effect. I don't see how it doesn't have a ripple effect moving through. And once again, you can't have Joe Biden go back hat in hand, as he's done before, to Saudi Arabia and say, you know, please increase output or this kind of thing. They have shown him in no uncertain terms that they are not interested in helping Joe Biden help the United States or anything like that. And once again, we have this leading from behind. We have this lack of influence. We have this lack of respect that I think is going to be incredibly detrimental to our nation moving forward, and certainly in dealing with some of these other international issues that are going on right now. And it's just that simple. We want to know what you think as well. 949-629-3212, 949-629-3212. Now, I got a question for you, right? And this is something President Trump brought up the other day. We hear about this all the time in the news. What is woke? What exactly is woke? When we hear this term bandied about, we hear it applied to Disney. We hear it applied to Bud Light. We hear it applied to Target now. We hear it applied to other companies and other corporate actors, basically, that people are very concerned about. We hear it applied to schools. We hear it applied to businesses, to just about any aspect of our lives. Well, let's listen in here. This is Ron DeSantis responding to a question from reporters about this idea of woke. Let's hear what how he defines it, and I think it'll be very interesting. Let's listen in.
Well, woke is an existential threat to our society. I mean, it's an attack on truth. It's a form of cultural Marxism, and it really subordinates merit and achievement to things like identity politics. You can't have a vibrant free society if every institution is dominated by woke ideology. And to say it's not a big deal, that just shows, you know, you don't understand what a lot of these issues are right now.
And there you have Ron DeSantis, again, what this idea of woke is. And again, he's saying it's this idea of merit. It's about all these kinds of things, which is incredibly important. Because when you take the notion that you can't have things being done on merit and so forth, then you know it's an artificial sort of leveling of the playing field, for lack of a better terminology, because it doesn't really level the playing field in some kind of fair way. What it does is it imposes a predefined definition of things and a predefined way, the only way you could ever react to things or structure things. It's predefined, it's based on an ideology, and at the very core of it all, it's going to be based on control. It's going to be based on control of things you can say, things you can do, viewpoints that you could have or express. It all has to be kind of homogenized into this approved, pre-approved, cultural kind of a thing. And where, you know, you don't want to go off offending people. That's not what we're all about. But when it's designed to control what you can kind of say, do, think, express. Well, that doesn't sound like that's the land of the free and the home of the brave, does it? It sounds like something incredibly different. Stay right there, folks. Coming up after your top of the hour news, we're back with more. Stay right there. Kyle Warren in for Captain Matt Bruce.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.